Hey guys, we are back for episode 3.
Yep, episode 3.
Oh my gosh. Yay! Yeah. Well, we're excited. I'm excited to be back and start up again. Last episode was fun. I felt like we had a good response from last time.
I was looking at the demographics again, and I think that we were up to maybe like 30 listeners or 30 streams for our newest episode, which may not seem like a lot, but I mean, we're up to like 130 downloads now total for both episodes.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good from where we like started.
And I mean, we're not even a full month in. We've only been doing this for what, like 3 weeks now?
Uh-huh, because we started the first week of August.
I'm truly baffled. I am truly, truly baffled at like the amount of like positive responses that we've gotten. And it's not easy getting on here and talking about our relationships and like our personal lives, but you know, this is fun. I this is what I look forward to every single week. I mean, I know we're only doing this is our third time, but it makes me really excited to be able to sit down, okay, what are we going to talk about today, and then pour our hearts out to you guys.
Yeah, I think it's fun to, like, kind of sit and, like, break some stuff down, because, like, some of the things that we talk about, I wouldn't normally talk about with, like, other people, and so it's kind of fun to, like, sit down and talk about it. It's very therapeutic.
Exactly. I will say, so third time is the charm. We've been having so many difficulties with technology. Like, I want to apologize for the way that the audio sounded for the last episode. Our mics, you know, we're, like I said, we're still trying to get used to this kind of stuff. Neither one of us are really technologically savvy, so we don't know what we're doing. And when it comes to editing the podcast, I mean, God bless Charlie for trying, because I know it's an absolute mess, so he really did his best with trying to edit with what we had, but I think this time it's gonna go well. Fingers crossed that this is, you know, we finally nailed it, both of our audios are good, and, you know, it's not echoey, and we can actually produce quality content for you guys.
Yes, I think this time will be better. We've had a few practice rounds.
I think we finally nailed it. All right, so for today, we were really trying to figure out what we wanted to do for you guys. Like, our original thought was doing kind of like a Q&A. I found a like 30 questions about you and your long distance partner online. I'm like, oh, you know, we can do something like that. We can kind of introduce ourselves a little bit like more in depth and like talk more about our personal relationships. But shout out to Alex King for messaging me the other night. And he brought up a really good point that I think we both kind of overlooked. And so today's topic is about intimacy. And we don't mean, you know, like the PG-13 and up type of intimacy. It's, you know, the simple things like holding hands, you know, like cuddling each other, you know, giving each other a kiss, or, you know, just like laying with one another. And how do you navigate intimacy in a long-distance relationship, especially when you're the type of person that craves intimacy or you need intimacy in a relationship?
It's funny, whenever you, like, brought this topic up, I've never really thought about this before. I don't know why. I don't know why. It was never anything that I, like, sat down and thought about, like, intimacy, but I guess I'll start a little. Steph and I are very, we have a very, like, passionate connection. And I feel like when we see each other, we, like, have all of that, and it's great. But then when we have to leave, you know, it's kind of sad because, like, we don't, it's like, well, tomorrow morning I have to wake up without him next to me or whatever. And then, like, that gets really sad. But something that I found that kind of helps, I guess, is a few things. One, I think we talked about this last week, but, like, whenever you have, like, a schedule of when you're going to see each other, I think helps, because Steph and I have, like, a schedule of, like, you know, oh, we try to see each other every other month. And so I know, like, when I'm leaving, I'm like, well, yeah, obviously, you know, I'm going to have to go a few weeks without, like, getting a kiss or a hug or anything like that. But I know that in October or whatever, you know, like, I'll get to, like, do it again and, like, get a kiss and all of that. And so, like, kind of having that, like, time to look forward to, I found helps a lot. I don't know, something else, I think I also mentioned this last episode, with I sleep with one of Steph's sweatshirts, And, like, for I do that for a couple reasons. I know some people might think that's weird. But, I don't know. One, it just gives me a sense of security. But, two, it almost feels like he's there. And it almost feels like he is sleeping with me because this is something that belonged to him, you know? I feel like that kind of helps. But, again, like, I just never really thought about, like, how we go, you know, all these days without getting to, like, kiss each other and spend that, like, intimate quality time together.
For me, I guess it's different because I've never really thought about it, but I think also because I haven't had the opportunity or, like, the luxury of being in the same room with Charlie yet. Like, being able to, like, touch him or, like, kiss him or, you know, mess with his hair, you know, whatever. So I don't know what that's like, at least with Charlie as my partner. I mean, yes, I've had other partners, but I don't know. I think just knowing that one day, like, I will be able to is kind of giving me a peace of mind, and I don't really think about it that much. But, yeah, I mean, there are those days where all I want is a hug. Or, you know, after maybe an argument or, like, a bad day between us, I just want to sit there and, like, and hug him and hold him. And it really, really sucks. And I want nothing more than yeah, just to be with him. But I guess some things that we do, which, I don't know, maybe kind of cheesy, is whenever we're hanging up the phone with one another, we give each other a kiss goodbye. So, like, we'll make kind of, like, a little kissy face at the camera. And I know it's not a lie, and I know it's not, like, the real thing, but that's just one element of intimacy that we can kind of share over camera. It's just a little, like, love you, I'll see you later. But as far as, like, the actual, like, physical touch, I just kind of have to, like, mentally think about it. And, like, almost, like, imagine, like, okay, like, just pretend, like, your arms are around him and, like, his arms are around you. And if I just, like, close my eyes and I kind of, like, hold myself. But I know that there are people out there that do require intimacy as a part of their relationship. And it is a struggle to live without intimacy because, I mean, that's one of the biggest things of being a human being is personal relationships and being able to hold other people. And even if you're not that much of a touchy-feely person, like, you need the touch of another person in order to survive. And with long-distance relationships, I think the biggest thing is you just kind of have to put yourself in a position where you think about it. And, like, you just kind of have to, like, mentally imagine that your partner is there. Or at least, I'm sure that that's what you guys do. Having already, like, been able to, like, hold one another and, like, kiss one another and, like, hold hands.
Yeah, definitely, like, I mean, sometimes, I guess because we've done it so much that, like, sometimes, like, I'll go to sleep and I feel like he's next to me. And, like, anytime he comes here, he always sleeps on one side of the bed and I sleep on this other. Like, I've always slept in the same, like, spot in my bed. And I've made it, I guess, like, a thing where I cannot sleep on the other side because that's Steph's side. And, like, I don't want to sleep on that side because it's his. But I don't know. I mean, something else that helps for me also is I sleep, like I said, I have the sweatshirt. I also have some of his, like, t-shirts. And so I feel like sometimes sleeping in a t-shirt of his helps a lot because it feels, again, like it feels like it's him because it's his shirt. Sometimes I'll always, especially like when he comes here, I'll like want him to like put the sweatshirt on to like get his smell on it. And so like having that also helps. And then like y'all do when you said the whole, you know, you guys kiss or make a kissy face when you get off the phone. We do that too, but also something I've always been big on is just making sure, like, always saying I love you before we hang up. Like, that's just something that's really big to me. Even if, you know, even if we haven't, like, if we've been, like, arguing or, like, having something wrong or whatever, like, I'm always, like, we need to say I love you. It's just so important. Like, you never know. And so that's also big, but I don't know. I mean, it's also just, like, little things again. Even though we don't get to kiss every day and we don't get to hug every day, it's just having those times on FaceTime and getting to, like, spend time with each other and, like, talk to each other. I mean, you know, that also kind of, I guess, fills the void. I love hearing Steph's voice. Like, we can text all day, but I love talking to him on the phone just because I love to hear his voice. And, like, that helps a lot. Like, that's why I'm always, like, we have to call each other every single day because I just want to hear your voice. And I don't know, it just helps. It helps a lot for me. So, I don't know, I feel like everyone is so different. Like you said, I mean, some people, you know, especially, like, love languages, like, some people's love language is physical touch. My love language is words of affirmation. And so, like, you know, sometimes I don't require the physical touch as much, but I'm also one of those that I absolutely love to snuggle sometimes. But then I have other days where I'm like, I don't want to be touched, you know? So, like, it just kind of depends. I feel like there's, like, good days and bad days. Like, some days I, like, really want to be snuggled. Some days I don't. It just kind of depends on my mood, I guess.
No, and I think you bring up a really good point about everybody's love language is different, and intimacy doesn't just have to be, yeah, like, the physical touch. And I really like what you said about how you guys always say, I love you. And that's something that Charlie and I, like, we really, really, like, try to prioritize as well. Even if we're upset with each other, like, we'll just say, like, okay, love you. I'll talk to you later. But for me, I guess, yeah, my love language is words of affirmation. And I also, like, I don't want to say, like, gifts, but I do, like, little surprises that make me, I don't know, like, that I know the other person is thinking of me. And disclaimer, I hate surprises. So, Charlie, if you're editing this right now, this is not me saying that I like surprises. But It's still a nice gesture. Like, as much as I hate surprises, I do like, you know, if a bouquet of flowers show up at my door. And something that Charlie and I do, or what we try to do a lot, is when we're FaceTiming one another, we'll lay in bed together and we'll kind of like position ourselves as if we're facing one another. So like, he would be laying on his right side and I'll be laying on my left side. And so like, we are directly looking at one another. And we'll just look at each other and just talk about our lives and talk about how much we mean to one another. And everything around me just kind of goes black. The only thing that I see right now is Charlie. And that's the only thing that I'm focused on. And it makes me really, really happy. And those intimate moments are something that's really meaningful to me. Where, like, we sit there and we say, like, I love you so much. Like, you mean everything to me. You know, I can't see myself without you. And so, you know, that's our way of being intimate with one another, of just sharing how much we mean to one another and being able to express our emotions openly, I guess, in a setting where it really does feel like it's just the two of us. You know, I may have my string lights on, and so, I don't know, I guess it kind of, like, sets the mood or whatever, but, you know, he's laying in bed with, like, just his lamp on. I have, you know, just, like, a couple of lights on, but, like, it really feels like we're laying in bed together. Right, go to bed, and we're sharing this moment with one another.
No, that's really special. I feel like that's a good idea. Like, something that, like, I'm really big on with stuff is, like, we FaceTime when we're in the car or, like, if we're going somewhere. But I'm always like, you know, maybe some days we do need to just sit down on FaceTime without distractions and just focus on each other. And we actually did that 2 nights ago, and it was really nice. We kind of just sat, and we just kind of reflected for a little, because I think I said this, but we've been together for about a year, and it's a year in August, and we just, the other day, we, like, sat on FaceTime, and we just talked about, like, you know, wow, a whole year has passed, and, like, our lives have changed so drastically, and, like, those moments don't happen that much. Steph is not a very expressive person. He's not one to open up and share his feelings and his emotions and all that lovey-dovey. That's just not his thing. In person, he's a very, like, he loves to be held, and he, like, loves that. Right. But when it comes to words, that's just not his thing. Sometimes he just opens right up, and I'm always like, who are you? Like, what's going on? But no, like, having those moments where, like, we can sit on FaceTime together and just focus on each other. And it's also for us, since we do kind of get the luxury that we do get to see each other pretty, I guess, frequently, if you will, now with everything going on and not having to go in person to class and work, I'm kind of able to, you know, we're able to see each other more. And so we always, like I said, like, we talk about the next time we get to see each other, and we, like, plan ahead. And so, like, my first day of school was yesterday, and we talked about, well, to celebrate your first day of your last semester, whenever you come to Louisville, we'll go to dinner, and, like, we'll have, like, a nice, like, celebratory dinner or something. And so, like, for us, we're just big on, like, planning things to give us something to look forward to. And so, like, we'll always talk about, like, we'll talk about a dinner that we're gonna do. We'll talk about, you know, one night we'll have a movie night and, like, go watch movies, or, like, we'll go to this place and, Louisville, like one of our favorite restaurants that we like. And so if you have the luxury of getting to see your partner often in long distance and you guys have that, plan stuff. Plan something to give you like something to look forward to, because I think that helps a lot. Like, I just get excited because I know I'll be in Louisville again in like a little over a month. I'll be there soon. And so like that gives me something to look forward to. Like yesterday we talked about how, like, you know, when I get there, we'll go to dinner to celebrate and like that kind of stuff. And so just having something to look forward to, I think, helps a lot. And like, you guys get to sit with your nice intimate lights and that, I think that's great. I think that's so nice. And I just feel like you have to kind of set things up like that sometimes to do, just to give you guys that feel of being in bed together. You know, like, I think that helps a lot. So yeah, I think it's important. If you guys FaceTime and stuff like that, that's great. But like, sometimes doing it without distractions and just being able to like focus on each other is so healthy. And I think that should be something that, like, I know now, like, hearing that, like, I kind of want to prioritize that a little bit more with Steph, because we don't do that much.
I was also thinking about, as far as physical touch, because again, you know, that's something that we all crave, and it sucks when you don't have it every single day. And so something that I was thinking about is there's actually a lot of like little gadgets, and I don't want to say toys because they're not really toys, but like there's a lot of items that you can buy for you and your partner if you're in a long distance relationship. Like, I know there's these little bracelets that you can buy where you both wear them at the same time, and like you can kind of like send like a little vibration to them, like to let them know that, oh, like, I'm thinking of you. Or something that will, like, light up a certain color, like, depending on, like, your mood, or, I don't know, like, there's a lot of things like that. And something that I really, really want to do whenever I get to see Charlie is I really want to make one of those, like, molds of, like, our hands, like, holding each other. I don't know, like, I just think something like that is really, really cute, or even just, like, a mold of my hand that, like, he can keep, and, like, a mold of, like, his hand that I can keep, and so we can kind of, like, I don't know, if I'm ever feeling lonely, like, this probably sounds really, really weird and, like, really creepy, but, like, I can, like, hold his hand.
I saw these rings on Etsy that I want to get. I don't know if I'll actually do it, but they have, like, you can get, I don't know how you, like, really do this, but, like, you can get, like, their heartbeat engraved on the ring. Yeah, I've seen that. And something else I really want to do is, and this isn't really, like, it's kind of related, but not really, but I don't know if you've seen, like, the little things. It's, like, the prints you can get with the stars on it that say, like, you can, like, the night sky, the night you guys met, or whatever it is. And, like, I want to get that. Not so much now. I don't know. I think it'd be really cool to get for, like, the day that when we get engaged or something. Like, that'd be really cool. I mean, obviously, at that point, we won't be long distance anymore, so it kind of defeats the purpose. But, like, you know, you could get something made like that for, like, if, you know, the night that you guys went on your first date, or, like, the night you guys, like, the day you flew into the airport, you know, like, something like that. Stuff like that. I've also seen, this is really cool, I have one of these from, like, home. I'm from Texas, and they have these candles. They're, like, the homesick candles. And I have a Texas one. They have them for each state. And so I thought it'd be really cool if I got one for Kentucky and, like, Steph got one for Arkansas or something to, like, signify that. Like, I don't know. There's just so many little, like, gifts and stuff, like, little things like that that you can get for a long distance. I was looking at them the other day. I don't really know why. Steph and I aren't really big, like, I mean, we do gifts for, like, Valentine's and our birthdays and all of that. But other than that, I mean, we're not really big gift people, I guess. We're more so of, like, let's save it, and then when we're in person, let's go to a nice dinner or, like, something like that. But if you are looking for, like, gifts like that, Etsy, I'm sure you can always find stuff on Etsy. There's so many little things like that that you can get.
Another thing that would probably help is, okay, and this is shout out to Build-A-Bear. Next time you and your partner are together, or, like, if you have the opportunity to be with your partner together, go make bears with one another. And I know Build-A-Bear, they have, like, the custom voice recordings. And so you can make a bear for your partner with your voice, and, like, your partner can make a bear for you with their voice. And if you're not able to talk to your partner on the phone that day, or, like, if you're really, really missing your partner, like, you could just, like, squeeze a little paw and, like, I don't know. I just think that something like that would be an easier way to kind of have your partner there with you. And I mean, if you're like me, that's like constantly needing hugs, I mean, like, you can always hug the bear. And I mean, I know that these are like little, like, cheesy things, but those things really do help.
I didn't even think about Build-A-Bear. That is such a good idea. I have a bear, my best friend in college, and I, her name's Kelsey. Kelsey and I made bears when we were in college. We got really bored and drove to Build-A-Bear and made bears. And it's really cute because we have the same bear. And so, like, it's all, like, for long-distance friendships, like, that's also really fun. Because, like, I have my bear here in Fayetteville with me, and, like, her bear's at home with her. And so, like, we have our little, like, friendship bears that, like, remind us of, like, each other. And, like, that's really cute. I didn't even think about doing, like, the voice, though. That's really cool. I know sometimes you can do also, like, for voices like that, like, the cards you can buy at Hallmark for, like, any occasion. And you can, like, record your voice in a card. And so, like, if that's your thing, like, you can do that. I don't know. I also have tons of, like, from whenever I do see stuff, I always, like, work, like, this is random, but, like, I'll be on Snapchat, and I'll, like, send my friends, like, a stupid video of us, and I'll always save the videos just to, like, have. And so sometimes if I'm lonely and I miss him and, like, I can't talk to him on the phone, I'll, like, go on my Snapchat memories and, like, listen to a video or, like, listen to his voice on a video. Like, I know that sounds creepy, but, like, I don't know, that can help a lot too. Just having, like, those little things and, like, saving those little memories, I feel like also is a good thing to do. I also have my birthday card from Steph. He wrote me a little note in there, which, again, he doesn't normally do, but I have my little birthday card and I keep it on my desk, and so anytime I, like, you know, need a little pick me up, I can read my card. And so that also helps. I feel like also sending notes, like, I know you guys sometimes do, like, letters and stuff, which I think that helps a lot, just having it, like, in writing, you know.
Of our letters, we've also sent each other packages, and so that's something that's also really, really helped, I guess, with our intimacy, because we're international. I don't necessarily feel as close to him. I mean, like, literally, like, in distance, and I guess, like, figuratively as well, because it's a completely different culture. And, I mean, I know, thinking, like, oh, well, like, it's just, like, the United Kingdom, like, I mean, they're just, like, the U.S., but with accents. Like, no, it's completely different over there. And I guess having those packages that we send one another really, really helps. So, he actually sent me the first package. This was back in February. He had sent me a lot of British snacks, which that was one way of, like, me feeling, like, closer to him, because he would say, like, oh, I would eat, you know, so-and-so snacks, you know, all the time, or, like, these snacks are, like, reserved for, like, special occasions, or, you know, just, like, stuff like that. And so he sent me snacks. He sent me a couple of his t-shirts and one of his jackets. And so just having, like, those items of clothing from him also made me feel closer, because kind of like you, like, it had his smell on it. And so, like, I would just kind of, like, hold it up against me. And I, like, I do not want to wear his stuff only because I'm afraid that the smell is going to go away. Because I know I'm going to wear it, and then, like, immediately, as soon as I take it off, like, his smell is gone. And then I'll get sad. I did the same thing for him, where I sent him a lot of American snacks. And I sent him, yeah, just, like, a bunch of junk food, which is probably really, really bad. And I'm so sorry, Charlie, for doing that to you. But I sent him a lot of junk food, a couple of, like, little, like, pop figures that he really, really enjoys that I know he can't get over there. And I don't really have any clothes to send him, because, like, I'm not going to send him one of my t-shirts. But I have a sweatshirt, because Charlie's also half Irish. And so I had a sweatshirt, I don't know why, but it said Proud Irish. And so I just kind of, like, sprayed, like, a couple of, you know, a couple of puffs of my perfume onto that sweatshirt. And I sent it over to him. So I'm like, hey, you know, this is what you're getting, you know, when you finally come see me. Like, this is what you're going to be smelling. You know, this is what you get to look forward to. You know, sent him a couple little notes in there, too. Did the typical, like, put on some lipstick and, you know, like, kind of kiss it as well. And so, I don't know, just, like, those little things just makes it even more real.
Yeah, I know Steph has a note that I wrote him on Valentine's Day this year, because we weren't able to do Valentine's Day together. And he actually gave me, this is the one big surprise I think I've ever had from Steph our entire year together, because I don't like surprises either. I actually cannot stand surprises. They stress me out so much. Actually, on Valentine's Day, so right before Valentine's Day, we went to St. Louis, and we kind of had a feeling we wouldn't get to spend Valentine's together, and so Steph went ahead and went shopping for me, and he had my gift hidden in our Airbnb the entire time, and I never saw it. Even though I walked by it every single day, it was right by the bathroom, and I kept walking by it, and I never once, like, noticed it. And he gave it to me our last night there, and so the next, like, day when I went home, I was like, well, now I have to get a Valentine's gift. And so me being the awful person I am, hadn't even thought about Valentine's Day at that point. And so I bought a Valentine's gift, and I sent it off to him, and I wrote him a note. And he actually has it, it's, like, folded up really cute in his desk. And so, like, he's got that there. So I have a friend of mine from college, and she makes, you know, the portraits that people draw, like, the car. I don't really know how to describe it. So she actually draws those, and she had, like, just started drawing them, and I messaged her about wanting one. And so she did one for me, and I got them printed. And so I have one, and Steph has one. And they're in the same frame, they're the same size and everything. And so we kind of have that as, like, another little, like, memento for us. And, like, also, I mean, when we went to St. Louis, like, a lot of the things we did, they gave us, like, we went to Anheuser-Busch and they gave us cups. And so, like, we both have our Anheuser-Busch cups and we both use them, like, at the same time. And so it's, like, a fun little, like, it's, like, a fun little memory for us. Like, oh, my gosh, remember, like, our trip and, like, all of that. And so, I don't know, it's just little things. Like, I have little random things in my apartment from Kentucky. And so, like, I have, you know, the Starbucks cups, like, the location cups that you can get in, like, different cities. I have a Louisville one, or it's not really a Louisville one, but it's a Kentucky one, but it has Louisville on it. And so, like, that's a fun little, like, thing for me to have is, like, that cup, because it just reminds me of Kentucky, which reminds me of stuff, and, like, just little things like that. Like, I feel like having those little reminders in your apartment kind of give you that feeling like they're there. And no, it's not the same as having a kiss or a hug or holding hands, but just kind of, you know, reminding you of that person and, like, reminding you of, like, something to look forward to. I think that's very, like, it's just, it's helpful, and it's very, at least for me, it just makes me smile. Like, it just makes me smile, and it gives me these great reminders during my day, you know?
I don't know, this is kind of random, but, like, what I like to do with Charlie is I will literally just send him a picture of whatever I'm doing. If I'm at the gym, like, he'll send me pictures of him at the gym or, like, whatever machine that he's working on, and sometimes I'll do the same thing. And so just being able to send those pictures of, hey, you know, this is what my current environment looks like, and, like, this is what I'm doing right now, it kind of gives you that sense of that you're there with them. If I'm not on video with him, or, you know, he'll send me a video of, like, the store that he's at. Like, if he knows that he can't call me, he'll send me a video. But it's just, like, I get to see what he's seeing, and it makes me feel like I'm there with him, and, like, I can, like, talk to him about it later on. Like, yeah, again, even though it's dumb, hey, like, that line was pretty long, wasn't it? I don't know, those little things. So definitely, like, pictures and videos, like, help a lot with, I guess you can call it intimacy, but I consider intimacy more of, like, anything that makes you feel like you're there with that person, or, like, that you're appreciated.
Yeah, I know we do, well, I do this more. I'll send stuff anytime I go shopping and I'm in the dressing room and I can't decide if I want something or not. I'll always send him a picture and be like, what do you think of this shirt? What do you think of this dress? What do you think of this? And, like, I'm going on a trip in a few weeks to Dallas for a bachelorette party. And they sent us, like, you know, this is what we, like, want to wear, like, for dinner or whatever. And so the other day I went through my clothes and I sent stuff, 5 different pictures of me in different black dresses and rompers. And it was like, okay, which one do you think I should wear for dinner Saturday night? And my stuff will, like, pick out my stuff and be like, you should wear that, you should wear this. I also do it with him when I get my hair cut. Anytime I get my hair done, which is funny because I never really get anything crazy. I literally get it trimmed. But I'll always send him pictures and be like, should I get my hair done like this? Should I get it like this? And I'll, like, play around with my own hair. And I'll, like, put my bangs in the front and be like, what if I cut it this length? Like, the length of my bangs. Or what if I kept it this length? And we just always, like, incorporate that. He just got his hair cut the other day. And so he would, like, send me pictures and be like, do you like this? Or do you think I should go back in and, like, get it fixed? And, like, that's our thing. Is, like, we are always really big on just, you know, sharing that, like, little stuff with each other. And so, yes, I think pictures help a lot. I think just having those, like, little things that kind of make you feel like you're there with them, like, make you feel like y'all are, like, hanging out. You know, I think that just, like, that makes it really special. school. And I'm trying to think, I mean, sometimes, like, we, like, I think we talked about this last week, like, cooking dinner with each other on FaceTime and, like, stuff like that. Or, like, we, I think I said this, Steph and I, like, we used to go on walks, like, outside and stuff. And so, like, anytime we would go on a walk, we'd call each other. Like, we'd be like, let's go on a walk in, like, 10 minutes or whatever. And so we'd call each other as we're taking a walk. And so it feels like, because we, when we're together in person, we take walks all the time. And so that made it feel like we were, like, together taking a walk. And so, like, little things like that, I think, make a world of difference. Like, finding that kind of, like y'all do, where you lay in bed together on FaceTime. Like, doing stuff like that. Finding something, like, doing something together on FaceTime or on video, whatever it is, doing the same activity, I feel like makes you guys, like, it makes y'all feel like y'all are, like, spending time together and doing it in person. You know what I mean?
And I think another thing is when you're with your partner in person, like, if you have the opportunity to be with your partner in person, something that would kind of make the intimacy easier afterwards, like, when you guys do have to, you know, part ways, is making the time with each other count, kind of like what you were saying earlier. I can assume that, yeah, it may suck that you're not able to, like, hug Steph every single day now, but, I mean, I know when you two are with one another, like, you do make it count, and, like, you do spend as much time with each other as possible. I remember you saying last time that this last trip, it wasn't as hard for you to leave. It was still hard, but, like, you know, you didn't feel as, like, sad when you left.
Saying goodbye does not get any easier. However, for us, this time, I think it did, because hopefully we're almost done with long distance, and so it's kind of keeping that in mind, and then also, like, having the knowing that, like, I'm gonna be back in October, and so having that time in mind and knowing that, like, yes, I'm saying goodbye, but obviously this is not the last time I'm gonna see him, of course, and, like, we're gonna be back together soon. And so having that, but yes, whenever we are together in person, we really make the effort to make every second count. We, at least I try to be big on, like, let's not sit in bed on our phones the whole time. Let's put our phones away. Let's go outside. Let's go do something where we aren't really distracted, where we can spend time with each other. And so, like, for us, like, that could be, you know, like I said, we take walks. Like, going on those hour and a half, 2 hour walks is something nice for us. I'm trying to think of other things. Restaurants have kind of started opening back up in Louisville, and so we went out to dinner, like, twice, and so, like, having a date night, going to get coffee, like, little things like that. We just really try to make it count. Like, we really put an emphasis on that because we don't get it every day, of course, and so, like, we want to make it count, and it makes us appreciate each other, I think, so much more. Yeah, no, I definitely recommend when you guys are together in person, make every moment count. Don't sit on your phones. Don't sit, I mean, not like, I don't think any long-distance couple goes and hangs out and sits in other rooms. If you do that, that's weird. Don't do that. Just spend time together. Make it count. Make memories. I mean, for us, like, last time I was in Louisville, we went to the zoo, which is, I think it's just funny because we're literally, what, 24 and 25 going to a zoo. But we also went to the zoo in St. Louis, and so zoos are kind of, like, our thing now. Weirdly enough, we like going to the zoo. And so, like, that for us is really fun, like, having those memories and, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think what else we did. We drove to Lexington and went to the University of Kentucky, and, like, obviously I'm in higher ed, and so I like going to colleges and looking at what a hobby. But I like doing that, and, like, getting to do that with Steph was really special, and, like, just, like, finding things to do with each other to, like, build those memories and, like, give you guys something to look back on and, like, having those, like, happy times to, like, remember when you aren't together. Like I said, like, we have a bunch of, like, photos from St. Louis that we took because that was our first trip together. And so sometimes when I'm sad and I miss him, I go back into the photo album and look at those pictures. Those memories give me something to cherish and give me something to remember. And, like, it makes me, again, look forward to all the other trips we'll take in the future. And so having that time and spending that time together, it really does make you appreciate it. And I wish I could be here and say it gets so much easier every single time you leave. But I don't know what it is. It just doesn't. Like, I really wish it did. But, like I said, having that kind of schedule, I guess, and, like, trying to figure out the times to see each other again, I think helps a lot. But, of course, not everyone has that luxury. you know, times are so weird right now, and, like, you never know, like, when everything's going to shut down, if you can even travel. But just having those little things and, like, those memories and, like, moments to kind of reflect on sometimes, that helps a lot.
If you're like me and you don't have the opportunity to see your partner, or like you haven't seen your partner yet, something kind of going back to what I was saying earlier, like those intimate moments with Charlie, is even just like describing being with one another. Whenever Charlie cooks, like he'll send me pictures of what he's cooking. He'll send me pictures while he's cooking and then the finished product. And so I'll say stuff like, oh, like I can't wait until you cook for me. And, you know, then that goes into the conversation of, like, oh, when you're here, like, I want to cook this, this, and that for you. And so it's kind of going back to, like, making those plans with one another and, like, having something to look forward to. But even then, like, we'll just kind of, like, sit there and we're like, you know, I wish you were here. I would love to just cuddle you right now. Like, I really just want to, like, lay in bed and, like, just watch this movie with you. And just, like, things like that. So even, I guess, just describing those moments of what you want with one another. Or, like, I really wish that we could be walking down on the beach right now, holding each other's hands. And I don't know, I think it's just because I'm a very, like, imaginative person. And so that kind of, like, relieves some of that, you know, me craving that intimacy. Is, like, I'll just sit there and, yeah, I'll daydream. I'll daydream about, you know, going on dates with Charlie, or, you know, what it'd be like to just lay around the house with him and, like, I don't know, study. Because now that's something that I definitely want to think about, is, like, studying with my boyfriend. But we're both about to enter our master's programs. And so, I don't know, like, that's something that we both want, is, like, spending that quality time with one another. I mean, that's also a love language, is just quality time. And so, we'll talk about those things. It's just, yeah, you know, like, I wish that you were here, you know, I want to do this with you, I can just see us doing this. And so, especially having that dialogue with your partner, it helps you realize it's not one-sided. And I know that we talked about this last time, that whatever you're feeling, your partner is probably feeling it too. So even if you're really, really wanting intimacy and, like, you know, you miss it, your partner probably does too. And it's important to have those conversations. And see, we're backtracking all the way, I think, to our first episode of communication. Communication is key, and discussing those things with your partner. And if you open up and say, like, hey, I'm really having a hard time right now, I do miss being able to hug you and being able to kiss you, or being able to sit around the house with you or hold your hand, spend time with one another, whatever it may be. By telling your partner those are things that you miss and you're having a hard time with, you know, maybe that's something that you guys can work out together when you're finally together. And that can be a priority. Instead of maybe going out on dates, if that's something that you guys don't want to do, having that quality time with each other, just laying in bed. Like, that can probably, hopefully, like, relieve some of that, like, that missing element of intimacy that you had when you were apart. So just communicate with your partner and tell them what you miss, and tell them what you want next time you see each other, like, for the first time you see each other. I told Charlie, like, the first time I get to see him, I just want to be around him. I just want to cuddle him, like, literally all day, like, the first day. I don't care if you're at home for a week straight, but I just want to hold him. Like, that's all I want. That's something that we do get to look forward to, because that's something that I've said that, you know, this is something I feel like would help me, is just being able to hold you. That's something that will, like, that's something that will help take, I guess, the pain away.
Yeah, no, I know for us, because obviously, I mean, Steph and I see each other a lot, but something that does help for us, and especially for me, because I feel like, I don't know, I just always miss Steph. Like, I miss him so much all the time. And something that helps for us, or at least for me, is just sitting down and talking about, like, where we see ourselves in the next few years, and, like, talking about, you know, getting excited about me moving and, like, us having this future and, like, what we envision for ourselves and, like, what we want to do. And, like, we talk a lot about getting a dog, and so, like, talking about, you know, having a dog one day and, like, what that's gonna look like, and, like, just having those, like, future plans is really exciting. And of course, like, it's not, we're like, oh, we're getting engaged in, like, a year. Like, we don't have, like, a set plan, But knowing that we want that, like, of course, our end goal is to grow old together. Like, that's what we want. And, you know, having that in mind and in our hearts and, like, knowing that, like, that's what we want to do really, like, you know, again, going back to last week, like, it reminds us, like, why we're doing this and, like, why we, you know, go through missing each other so much and not getting to hug and kiss and all of that, because we know that, like, one day we get to do that every single day. Like, for me, like, I mean, I just think about all the time, like, yeah, you know, right now we're not getting that intimacy and we're not getting to hug and kiss every morning or whatever, but we get to spend the rest of our lives doing that. And so, like, that is something for me that's a huge motivator. Like, that keeps me going constantly.
And I will say, don't let those factors be something that is a conflict in your relationship. Yeah, you can't have, like, the physical intimacy, but we've said this in our episode, like, there are other ways to kind of build that intimacy and, I guess, to fill the void, so to speak. I know, like I said at the beginning, you know, I know there's a lot of people that, like, they really do need that type of intimacy, but I'm not saying, like, oh, you can find it in other ways from other people, but if you're really needing a hug, like, you can always call, like, one of your friends and get a hug from them that way. Or, you know, like, if you just need to be around people. Because I know for me, being here in Kansas City, I don't really have any friends over here. All of my friends have moved away, or, you know, like, I have all my other friends in Arkansas, or they're minimum, like, 4 hours away from me. And so I don't have the luxury of just being able to, like, call up one of my friends and say, hey, let's hang out. But if I did, like, it would be easy for me just to say, like, hey, I need somebody here. I'm feeling really, really lonely. Like, I'm missing Charlie. Can we just hang out? And so at least I have the presence of another person there. Even right now, like, that person is my mom. I get to be around my mom and, you know, I get to hug her and I get to just, like, have the presence of another human being. So that kind of fills, like, that, I guess, like, intimacy and, like, you know, physical touch void for me. I know it's not the same, like, you know, as it would be with Charlie, but for the time being, like, it helps. So don't feel like you're completely void of intimacy from your partner. You can seek it in other ways, you know, from your friends or, like, from family members, but there's other ways to talk about intimacy or to have intimacy with your partner. It's not always physical.
Yeah, I mean, I will say another reason, because, like, you, like, we had talked about how last time I left Louisville, I wasn't as sad. And another part of that was because I actually had one of my best friends coming to Fayetteville to visit me. And so I knew that I was driving home and I wasn't going to get to be with Steph, but I was going to get to have a whole weekend with my friend Mackenzie. And, like, we were going to get to have this whole fun girls weekend. And so it's having that, like, having that intimacy and having those friendships with, like, my best friends, like, that helps a lot. And so something else I would suggest, actually, for if, you know, you guys, like, if you see your partner and then you have to leave your partner and you're sad like I am, having something to look forward to when you get home is always a good idea. Like, if you have, like, if you know, like, oh yeah, I have to drive home, but, like, I have a friend, like, I have friends there and I'm gonna go to my friend's house when I get home, you know, like, something like that. Like, having, so, or, like, you know, there's no Torchy's Tacos in Louisville, Kentucky, but there is in Fayetteville. And so if I'm sad after driving, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go get a taco, and that's going to take all my problems away, which it does. So having that, like, giving yourself something to look forward to when you get home or going wherever you are going, like, that helps a ton. And so try to find something like that also can kind of make it not as sad. For my friends that have to leave their partners and are sad after,
I think my last piece of advice would be, even if you're not emotional with your partner, because, like, I know sometimes it can take a lot, you know, for me to get Charlie, like, super, super emotional. I know that you have problems getting Steph to, like, open up, but something that I really, really value is having just, like, those deep, deep talks with Charlie. And sometimes, like, yeah, it does get emotional and, like, we may cry over it, but it's not, like, a bad crying, but it's just that release of emotions and, like, being able to, like, to share that with your partner. I mentioned before that Charlie was actually supposed to be here at the beginning of the month. And when we found out that, like, he could not come to the States, I felt like I was, like, I really, really lost it. Like, I just broke down, like, sobbing. And, like, Charlie was crying, too, because, like, that was something that, like, meant so much to us. Like, we thought we were finally going to get to see each other, and to just have that, like, taken away from us, like, it hurt. Like, it really, really hurt. But later on, you know, like, once we finally, like, calmed down, we talked about it, and we're like, I think that that was really eye-opening for us. Being able to, like, just sit there and, like, cry with one another, and, like, that really shows, like, how much we love each other. And I think that is, like, the most intimate that we've ever been. And I think that this episode's going to go up on Thursday. And so that'll be seven months for us. Like, this Thursday is our seven-month anniversary. And in the entirety of our relationship, I think that that moment was probably peak intimacy for us. It's just being able to sit there, express our emotions, and, like, really evaluate, like, how much this relationship means to us. So, trying to have a cry night with your partner, really, really, like, get deep into it, and just, like, I mean, like we said last time, like, remember why you guys started this relationship, or, like, why you started, or why you transitioned into a long-distance relationship, because, yeah, you may not be able to, like, to hold each other and, like, cry in each other's arms, but, like, still witnessing that you're having that emotional connection with a partner, to me, is peak intimacy. Like, that is top tier. My favorite type of intimacy.
I mean, Seth doesn't cry. I've never seen him cry. I don't know if I will ever see him cry. But I'm a crier, okay? I am a firm believer that it is okay to cry. If you need to let it out, let it out. I find myself sometimes crying and then feeling like a whole new person after because I let that out. And I actually, like I said, I mean, Seth doesn't cry, but I had a little cry night the other day with Seth. And I mean, just like for me, I'm not afraid to show my emotions in front of him. And I think that's, for me, such a form of intimacy because I used to be one of those people that I did not want anyone to know that I had emotions. Like, I used to want to be someone who, like, closed it out completely and pretended that I was fine and that everything's great and, like, I don't have problems. When in reality, of course, I'm a human being. Of course, I'm not going to have issues sometimes, and that's okay. And so for me, being able to let that out with Steph and being comfortable letting that out is such a form of intimacy because I feel like it just shows, like, I'm so incredibly comfortable with him. And he is just such a good listener. I mean, Steph is literally such an angel, y'all. Like, you have no idea because I'm a mess. Like, I'm a mess. I get emotional. I cry. And Steph just, he sits and he just listens. And he takes it all in. And he's genuinely like, what can we do to fix this? Like, how can we make this better? And he gives me real suggestions to, like, help when I'm upset about something. And, like, that is such a form of intimacy, having someone who genuinely cares that much about my well-being and, like, making sure that, like, no matter what, I'm okay. Like, that's so important. And so, like, doing that for your partner and, like, being willing to, like, you know, because some days I might be having a terrible day and Steph might be having a really great day, vice versa, you know. And so being able to be there for each other on those days and, like, being that person to, like, you know, kind of help them through the day, I think that's a huge form of intimacy. I mean, intimacy, like we said, kind of comes in all different shapes and sizes and forms. And there's so many different types of intimacy, and, like, everyone kind of takes it differently. I think it also just depends on, like, what your view of intimacy is and what you feel, like, what you think is, like, giving intimacy or showing intimacy and communicating that with your partner helps a lot. And so don't be afraid, like we've said multiple times, don't be afraid to communicate what you need to your partner and hope, like, in, you know, let them know, you tell me what you need, and just being, like, transparent with each other, and, like, letting each other know, like, this is what makes me feel loved, and then this is what makes you feel loved, and communicating that, I think, opens so many doors, and just, again, creates that strong, firm foundation of having, like, a loving, healthy relationship.
Amen. Well, that is all that I have as far as my advice on intimacy.
I think it all just depends on your, how you take it, what your form of intimacy is, because I think we've said a few times, like, you know, everyone takes it differently. So just communicating that is important, but I don't really have any other pieces of advice either. I don't know.
Once again, we just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. Every time I open up the stats for this podcast, like, it just, like, it makes me so happy. It makes me so happy to see all the different countries that people are listening in, and, you know, the number of listens that just keep going up and going up. And I mean, we're not doing this for views or like for listens. Like, I don't care about those numbers. It's more so that like our message is getting out to that many people.
I think it's great that we have people that serious invested in this, and like they want to hear our experiences, and then they also want to like share with us like, hey, like y'all should talk about this, and like having that like feedback in that community, I think is awesome. Because I mean, I think we said this last time, there's so many different people in long distance relationships, and there's so many different types, and so like hearing all the perspectives and all of that, I think also helps us a lot, because there's so many different things. Like, again, like I did not think once to even do an episode about intimacy or talk about intimacy. Like, this is the most I've really sat down and talked about intimacy in like forever.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's just something that we're so used to, or, like, we don't really, like, have to think about it, because it's just so, like, ingrained in our relationships or the way that we navigate them. But, yeah, I would have never thought to do just, like, a separate episode on intimacy. But, yeah, no, like, it's just, I'm so happy with, you know, the way that this podcast is turning out. I'm glad that we're finally like, consistent with it. I know it's only episode 3, but, like, you know, I continue to try to do weekly episodes, and I hear from you guys. I know that we say this every time, but seriously, like, tell us what you guys want us to talk about, and we'll do our best to, you know, to kind of lay out some advice over there. But to follow our Instagram page at LDL Podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and give us a follow. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us a rating and tell us what you guys think.
Yeah, and we're excited to keep going and recording more. I mean, we are literally here for the long run. We will do this however long people want us to. And so we're excited to, I'm excited at least, to kind of get more feedback and see what people want to hear. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess that's it for episode 3, and I guess we'll talk to y'all next week with episode 4. Again, it'll be a surprise as to what we talk about, but it'll be great.
We got this. Awesome. All right, well, thank you guys, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yay, bye.